Tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trump says we're back at war with them, striking all of Iran, blowing up civilian water supplies as promised, and Iran pledges to strike back across the Middle East. Meanwhile, the media is giving more coverage to the UFC event coming up next week and to the stupid ballroom. But the big story is the beheading footage, or the attempted beheading footage for this Sudanese Islamic invader is slicing this man's neck and face up like Swiss cheese, and the man is still in critical condition. Reportedly he put his eyes out, and now he learned of more hammer and knife attacks with other people's faces bashed in and sliced up, and lots of more raping and killing in Ireland and the UK wide. There's people are uprising in the UK wide, England, Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland, and, of course, in Scotland. But the main epicenter is now Northern Ireland, Belfast. And dozens of migrants' centers burned to the ground. Hundreds of their council homes attacked, burned to the ground. The Islamics have responded by coming out and lining up to get in street fights with the Irish. They're getting beat to hell. Not the Irish aren't exactly pussies. So they finally run into people that are going to fight back. It's not going too well for the invaders. You have to remember, the UN brings in military-age men of the lowest IQ from the most dangerous countries who've been dumped out of the prisons and things. So I want to be clear, there are actually some nice people in Africa. I've run into it. I don't know a lot of them. But they have businesses and are doctors and farmers and run things. They are dumping, the UN is, the literal detritus of Africa and the Middle East into Europe. And it is bad, bad, bad. You have to understand, in these super poor areas of North Africa, down into Central Africa, for the lower classes, it's like fifth world. It's not third world, fourth world. It's fifth world, caveman, where the poor people just fight and die and literally live by the blade and just constantly kill each other. They have cannibalism in those areas of Africa, all sorts of crazy witch doctor stuff. You've got people that grew up on the lowest nutrition possible, which makes the brain much smaller. That's why those IQs in those areas are statistically much lower. It's because of massive malnutrition. You now see IQs dropping across the board, black, white, Hispanic here in the West, because of the baby formula being two-thirds corn syrup. So the same effect is happening, and it's just absolutely nightmarish. But the Iran thing's big, and Trump, again, goes through this pattern. He wants an off-ramp, but Iran holds the cards. But I've pointed out they are being belligerent and miscalculating, and other top analysts have agreed. We've got some of that coming up. But I'm not going to do Iran until next hour. We usually cover it up front. It sucks all the oxygen out of the room. What's happening with the UN replacement migration and the invasion of Western Europe, the attempted invasion of Eastern Europe, the invasion run by the government in the UK, Canada, and under Biden here, is all centralized. So anything you see happening in France, Australia, same thing here. It's the same NGOs, same globalists, same plan. They're just 5 years ahead of us. So, A, we should have solidarity with the Europeans and anybody else being invaded. But we should also understand we need to study this and fight this, because this is exactly what we are up against. And the media is literally in England, Scotland, and Ireland. I've got the clips saying, we need an internet ID and to ban anyone showing the beheadings and rapes and murders. The problem is people being able to see this. We must cover it up. Keir Starmer is calling for spyware on all phones and a national internet ID. That's what they want here as well. We'll cover it all straight ahead. Massive transmission on this Wednesday, June 10th. Stay with us and share the live feeds at Real Hawk Jones on X and Rumble. Stay with us.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on alexjoneslive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Is breaking loose in Northern Ireland, centered in around Belfast. The government has brought in over 1 million illegal aliens, 90+% military-aged men. None of them have jobs. They come from the most dangerous areas in Africa, and they just rape, rob, steal, and kill all day long. And then when you see all these different videos, you'll notice that now, in many cases, the majority of the police don't even speak English and are Arabic and African. And they're taking Irish people's farms away. And so now, after this attempted beheading video came out 2 days ago, and when I saw it, I said, okay, that's it. This is going to trigger them because there's been so many murders and killings and things very similar to that. That the image of this Sudanese Muslim squatting on top of a Irish man, slicing his face open with a box cutter, just reportedly cut his eyes out, slit his throat, just cuts all over his face. And then photos got released and people pointed out, oh, no, that's not him. That's another guy this week that the illegal aliens beat with hammers and knives with all the cuts all over his face. So we'll put that from Real Alex Jones on X up on screen. I mean, just so many attempted beheadings and so many stabbings and murders, you can't even keep track of it. And there's more stabbings all over the UK by the illegal aliens, more all over France, Germany, Sweden. I mean, just dozens a day, pushing people in front of trains, mass rape, stabbing babies at parks. This is what goes on. Because they are literally taking the worst of the worst criminals, military-age men out of the Middle East and Africa, and dumping them in Europe, dumping them in the UK, and they know exactly what they're doing. And then the police own guidelines. They say a crime against a non-white is more important than a white, and you will absolutely not believe anything a white person says. That's why you can be stabbed, bleeding to death, and they say, sorry, we're not helping you. The guy said you're a racist. Now, it's been confirmed. I saw this yesterday, but didn't run it, but now it's been confirmed in the local news that the guy that got attempted beheading, who's fighting for his life right now, we have his name now, he and his mother helped the two African Muslims. First, he said Somali. It's confirmed Sudanese now, Sudan. They've been given a two-bedroom apartment in their building. They were helping them get furniture, having them into their house, and that then both men, because the first part's not caught on video, attacked this guy because he didn't give them everything they wanted, and then sliced him all up. Trying to cut his head off with a box cutter. So that's what we're talking about. He's now in a coma after unprovoked attack, reportedly cut his eyes out, everything. And so people are done. Now, again, they have built hundreds of thousands. I've shown you these newscasts, and they announce how great it is. Oh, look, we've built all these new free council houses, beautiful little cottages, you name it. Four other migrant friends, many of which come there totally illegally, arriving, being flown in by NGOs, coming in on the rubber boats. And They then give them free houses and then huge amounts of welfare. In fact, I meant to get to that yesterday. It's just a microcosm. It's the same all over the world. In Massachusetts, in fact, guys, reprint that. It was a newscast, an article about it. They give $4,000 a month per illegal alien, free housing, free health care, and a bunch of other free stuff. I couldn't even believe it. And $30,000 a year for housing. Now that's Massachusetts. California's doing it. They're all doing it as an incentive to get to the West and to get all the freebies. But before they're brought in for 3 to 6 months, the military-age men, we show you the boats coming in, no women. When I say 90% men, it's like 98% men. They are brainwashed at the UN centers before they get here that whites are evil, you're owed everything, you're conquering, you're going to get all these women, you're going to get all this power. That's why you see the ones that speak English say, I am here for the pussy, the white pussy. I'm going to play a bunch of clips I can. We played it before, but there's new ones every day. I am here to conquer you. I am here for the white pussy. I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what they say. And no jobs, no nothing. They just stand around. And a lot of them come from gangs. And, I mean, show this B-roll you're showing right now. Just back that up and show that again for TV viewers. I mean, this is what's going on, folks. And this is replacement migration, the official UN plan. So this brutal beheading footage we're going to show you, viewer discretion advised, is again, a man with a box cutter celebrating and screaming that he's conquering everybody while he slices this guy to pieces slowly like Freddy Krueger. And it's just standard operating procedure, and it's now been confirmed what the neighbors said yesterday. Indeed, this Irish guy was basically a liberal and was, you know, has that thing, that self-guilt thing, what the Irish ever do to anybody. Never were colonial, never had slaves, never did jack crap. On average, been persecuted more historically than any African. I mean, they've had it really rough for 500 years with the British. And now they're under full invasion. And I've got all the different political leaders they're talking about. It will not be tolerated. You will accept this. So here is the shocking attempted beheading that triggered this uprising. And as I said yesterday, the war for the West has begun. Here it is.
Daddy's just killed him. Hurry up.
Daddy's completely dead.
Yeah, no,
he's not.
Daddy, I don't understand. Don't go.
Rob. You.
He's cutting his head off.
Hurry up.
He's slicing his head off here. Hurry up.
Get him.
Quick. Get him. Let him go now. Get up.
There's a cop. Back off.
Quick.
Get off.
No.
Bro, get off.
Now, the Irish are very restrained. They use like a road sign. Those little road divider things, it looks like, to hit the Islamic 3-4 times in the head and let him run off. If I was watching a white guy for no reason carve up some black dude, I would not have let him get away. I'm not saying I'd do better, but I would certainly try. But they were very restrained. You hear the woman say, okay, that's enough, and then they stop. That's enough? I'd have that guy's head bouncing off the concrete for sure and eating my boot. But now the UK is saying we're going to arrest anybody Starmer is. Anyone showing this footage will be imprisoned. We'll soon have our internet ID in place and none of you will be allowed to do anything. I have it announced right here. So then I've got Irish TV, Scottish TV, and English TV all saying the same thing. The main mission is stopping this evil video being shown, not the attack. None of them will decry it. They won't take a knee for all people getting killed and murdered because they're not black. It is open season and people are awake. So here's the neighbors of the Belfast man who was nearly beheaded by an African invader, Stephen, if I pronounce it right, Ogilvy, was helping the same man who attacked him, is a next-door neighbor just 4 days before the attack. They just moved in the last week. Two Sudanese, and it's now been confirmed by local papers that, indeed, what the neighbors said yesterday is true. These are their neighbors. They rolled out a red carpet to these guys. And I've got examples here in France and other areas where they brought one of these Islamics in to work at the church, the famous cathedral, so he burns it down. They let him out of jail a week after he burns down the cathedral. The head priest lets him move in with him, and then he killed him. I have the newscast on that. This is suicidal empathy, folks. This is beyond dodo birds. I mean, dodo birds just had no instincts, would let you come up and kill them and eat them and let you take their eggs. No. These are like dodo birds that run up and show their neck and want you to slit their throat. So you have to understand how barbarous many areas of Africa and the Middle East are. But the most barbarous, these are fifth world, beyond Stone Age. And they are literally bringing people that can barely talk, have super low IQs, grew up in total malnutrition in murderous slums, and just dumping them off. And all they know how to do is go around and forage and conk people over the head. And I've got all the footage of them just grabbing women, dragging them off, and trying to rape them or raping them, running around in parks. The favorite thing is just stabbing babies. It's just, I need to stab a white baby. Stab, stab. You want to see 50 videos of babies being stabbed? I'll show them to you. I have a stack here of over 300 videos of just the last few days that I haven't even aired much of these because it would be the entire show every day to show the new ones. And then if you literally have a British flag out, they come and arrest you saying that made the Muslims mad. I have a bunch of new videos of that. In Germany, an AfD elected official hung from their office a German flag and the police came. Because a German flag, you can't show a German flag. I mean, please, that's evil. So this is total slave training. So here is the neighbor of the man that is in a coma, lost so much blood, poorly eyes cut out, you name it. And this has now been confirmed. And then I'm going to dovetail it with just one of the newscasts out of Ireland where they're nothing about the victims, nothing about all the rapes and murders, nothing about the crime rate exploding, nothing about all these illegals getting everything free. But we must find a way with the AI to censor everybody. And don't worry, Keir Starmer has a plan. The problem is you know this is happening, not that it's happening. Here are the clips.
That was attacked. She says she used to babysit for him when he was younger. He's special needs and he's hard of hearing.
Yeah.
And she said
disabled.
Well, she said that she knows the family well and she used to mind him. She said that wee lad has been living there, that young man, well, he's 47. She said he's been living there for about 2 years. And she said them foreigners that moved in only moved in like 4 days ago.
Right.
And he was doing everything to help them out when they moved in. And it's not just one. There was two of them jumped him. But the news hasn't given out yet. The two of them moved into the flat.
Wow.
And one of them was the one that was arrested. The other one hasn't been mentioned anywhere in the news yet.
But he was involved in the attack, allegedly.
This is what she said. This is why up in Rathcoole, they're going ballistic because the wee lad originally came from Rathcoole and apparently he did everything to help them.
And do you think the authorities are trying to cover that kind of thing up, that
of
there was a second?
The whole thing, they're trying to blanket everything that's gone on today.
The lad who was attacked was actually trying to help them move in?
He was helping them for the last couple of days.
He's
really kind, thoughtful wee lad, kind-hearted. That's what she said. She says, Margaret, he's the type of man. He would have done anything for anybody. She says, so he has been going out of his way to help him. Now, the reports we're hearing now is his nose has been cut, his eyes out, and he's blind in the other. That he can't hear anybody. He's hard of hearing. What life has he got when he comes out of intensive care?
I welcome the minister saying that politicians need to be careful, because all I hear from the government benches is dog whistles constantly, where they scapegoat migrants for their own failures, and they're doing it more and more and more, and it is clear pathway that this government has chosen to go down. And I, you know, that for me, I think, you know, tonight, what those scenes we're seeing, we have to ask ourselves as a society how this is happening. And we have to ask all of us on an individual basis need to ask how we are either contributing to this or fixing it.
Mary?
Yeah, I think the argument has been coming from government for some time now that, you know, technological advancements are happening so quickly that they are now playing catch-up policy-wise. But, you know, as was pointed out, it's a year to the day since or to the week since Ballymena. I mean, these issues have been going on for a long enough time that it sort of beggars belief that a video of that nature was allowed to be circulated for hours and hours on end this morning without any consequences or with any of those companies that are regulated here in Ireland being called up on it.
Okay, just very briefly, dog whistling from the government benches.
So you have the corporate media that almost no one watches and almost everybody hates. And it's the exact same script. I've got British, Welsh, and Scottish clips saying the same thing. We need censorship. We need it right now. Nothing about the murder, nothing about the death, nothing about the maimings, nothing about all of it. It's insane. Here's some just B-roll, clip 37, of the organized invasion of the UK. It's the same everywhere. They fly in on planes. They come in on boats. They're then offloaded, 4-star hotels, 3 meals a day. Bed turndown service from all over the world, from Africa, from India, from the Middle East, just pouring in. And I have newscasts, I have all the clips of them saying, if you criticize any of this, you should be put in jail, and they do put you in jail. And I have countless new videos of them just grabbing white women when they come out of their house or out of a bar and dragging them away. And the police won't respond because that would be racist. And then I have the Muslims saying, new clips, we are allowed to rape white women because they're not Muslims. They deserve it. And their Muslim wives saying, yes, I love it. My husband rapes them. My husband has white sex slaves. We make money off of it. They deserve it. And I have Palestinian TV, their official news, saying it. And some will say, well, wait a minute. Then you're for Israel. No, Israel's doing stuff that's wrong and dragging us into a war. And I don't like Israel running our government. And I can also not like the Islamic takeovers. You understand? It's like, I don't like arsenic, and I don't like cyanide. I don't like gonorrhea, and I don't like syphilis. You're supposed to, like, pick a side. How about we just quarantine the whole Middle East? It's cursed. You go have your hellhole. You guys all go kill each other. I'm not involved. Don't you prepare the national draft for us for your wars. No. No, absolutely not. Everybody wants to get into the West because it has been the superior culture for liberty and freedom and justice. And if people want to be well vetted and get on board with the West and they want to adopt it and they've got skills, I'm actually, you know, more of a classical liberal when it comes to that. But we've got enough people here now. We need to kick the bad ones out. We need to get our sovereignty back. We need a total moratorium on any immigration to the West unless you're truly a persecuted group. You got to prove it. And Trump's letting in the South African farmers. They're murdering them. They go, oh, he's letting in whites. Yeah, for many years, no whites were allowed to get that. I'm all for it. But quite frankly, some of these Christians being murdered in places like Nigeria, I think we should look at that. But the point is that Christians are under attack. The only other group under more attack is whites, period, because it's a green light from the ADL and its counterparts, B'nai B'rith, around the world, that is anti-Western, anti-white. They see us as Titus in Rome, and that they say it, all their top rabbis, that we deserve this because we were bad to them in 70 AD, as if what some Romans did has something to do with me. I mean, it's just cuckoo town. But talk about having a long grudge. The average white person can't tell you who their great-grandfather or mother was, but the big slice of the Israel lobby is like, we're going to get the West because what you did to the Second Temple, bitch. And then all of this, before I get more of these clips, dovetails with the Carmelo Anthony verdict. Clearly killed the young high schooler in cold blood. And the media has totally brainwashed so many people that we have all these really whacked out black people running around saying we're going to kill whites over this, and then footage of just randomly going around and beating up white people and saying you deserve this because of the Carmelo Anthony verdict. And this guy's like a homeless guy. When one of the videos on the side of the road, he goes, I don't even know who that is. And the black guy that punches him in the face says, well, I bet you're a juror in Florida. Imagine you're a black guy in Florida and you see some old guy on the side of the street. So you ride up on your bike and punch him in the face because of Carmelo Anthony, and the old guy doesn't even know who the hell you're talking about. Yeah, some like a homeless guy. Yeah, that's your ruler. That's your master. But I've never seen such ignorance as these videos out of North Dallas. I mean, and all these crazy black people are fighting with each other. You can't understand a word they're saying. That's all coming up. But meanwhile, I bet you most of those black people took all the COVID shots. They're not worried about Bill Gates and the New World Order. They don't know what that is. They just literally think that there's all these average white people out to get them. And they're projecting their own anger about their own lives onto that. It is so sad. But you watch the corporate media, the white newscasters, we're outraged. He was innocent. Oh, my God, there's going to be an uprising. This is George Floyd. So a white guy gets killed, and the black guy's going to go to jail. I mean, if there was some white guy went and stabbed some black guy and he got 20-something years in prison, I wouldn't even pay attention to it. Oh, a white person's going to jail for killing a black person. I'm going to go riot. What the hell does that even mean? But that is the mindlessness of this. We're going to get to that as well. But I'm going to get into the UK, particularly Belfast, and what's happening there and what comes next as the uprising is on. Incredible clips coming up. And I've mentioned a lot of these. I'm going to get to some of these because I literally have hundreds of these. It is just insane. It's all coming up. Briefly, I want to show you guys the B-roll of this because it's amazing. I'm so excited on so many fronts, okay? I'm just going to tell you how my thinking works here. I told Bigly, our big sponsor, that finances and 90% of what we're doing here at the Alexis Network, how we're going to hire more hosts, more reporters, get back to where we were, even bigger. And I told them 2 years ago when they came in, I said, you got to get the highest rated gravity fed filters, the best stainless steel. A lot of these companies that are even the tops could be made better. You could have better stainless steel, better filters. I want you to go next level. It took them 2 years. It came in the most beautiful, highest rated stainless steel, the filters highest rated, non-detectable, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of forever chemicals, the atrazine, all of it, the glyphosate cut out to non-detectable levels. You can't by law say zero, but the spectrometer picks up nothing. It means undetectable. By top firms, we already showed you all that. I'm going to cut ads that show it all. But I knew that this is what you wanted because this is what I want. And you use it with your tap water, pool water, swamp water, everything. Any water, it makes totally clean and healthy. And it does tens of thousands of gallons before you have to replace the filters, and those are inexpensive. And this is just beautiful for your kitchen, beautiful for work, beautiful for your cabin. It's a 3-gallon baby. I told them to make a smaller one, too. That's going to come out. And I knew it would sell out in just a day or two. It's about to sell out today. They got a limited run, but more coming in a few weeks. So you get on the pre-order list at thealexshowstore.com. But I'd take action now because, as I predicted, this is going to sell out, and it's going to help fund our whole new network operation because everybody's going to want one of these. It's the best. Have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical-grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigly, I said, get me whatever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months and said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week, because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This is a year and a half ago. Almost years ago, they're like, hey, boss, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today. Okay? And I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden, I'm like feeling warm and like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. And I go into the bathroom and I take my shirt off and I turned red. Not like hives, like I was. It was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. Tan good is a little bit Native American. The benefits of that, but I was like even redder, and I was like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Electricity." They go, "Oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good." And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, "This is kind of scary." And about an hour into it, I go, "I hope this stops because it was getting too good." That happened to Derek. He took it and said, "I'm scared to take it. I just thought he was on acid." So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, he went to wellness clinics all over the state. He's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, "Ed, by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade." And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. But I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, "Okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get the best." I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone, literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, "Hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something?" I was like, "No." And he goes, "Well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20, and man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing." And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, "It's methylene blue." He's a former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it at first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay, that's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious, okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town because that's how strong this is, okay? That's what this does, and we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke, okay? I don't sell crap.
Weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Northern Ireland is in full revolt. Mass demonstrations, riots UK-wide. More than 7 migrant centers torched the ground. Those are foreign UN invasion points. Hundreds of other homes firebombed. Hundreds of cars burned in Belfast alone. Huge rolling street fights with the Islamic invaders predominantly and the Irish. And let's just say the Irish have been cleaning their clocks. And slow to anger, but once they get pissed off, they're not going to stop. Now the paramilitaries are threatening to rise up. Of course, Sinn Féin and the IRA have been co-opted, run by British intelligence for more than 50 years. That's been declassified. They're completely fake. They're for the invasion. But real Irish resistance groups are rising up. And you can mark this. I said it yesterday. The war for the West has begun. And I literally have dozens of videos of the illegal aliens attacking Irish. And then the Irish. So, I knew it when they started the invasion of Ireland 5 years ago, that when it hit a boiling point, that it was going to be the flashpoint, because you have that whole history in Ireland being invaded by the British over and over again, and the British tortured people, did all sorts of dirty tricks. It just didn't work. And so, that's where we're at right now. And then the Irish government signed on to the EU. And for full invasion, It's absolutely incredible. Yeah, show this B-roll of the jihadis, though, waving their knives around, saying what they're going to do to everybody. But Starmer's responded by saying, and I got the video, anybody showing the video of the attempted beheading or any other violence, you will be put in jail for years. And we're going to have internet ID. He had said for kids, but remember, they have to do the internet ID for everybody to prove you're not a kid. They don't care about you seeing porn, folks. Starmer now admits, no, we're going to use this so that you can't see the violence and the stuff that's going on. And again, it's confirmed now the individual that they attempted to behead, who's in a coma with hundreds of cuts all over his body and neck, his face. This guy went to town on him. Was basically a liberal and was helping these guys and was their next door neighbor. Wow, that's really nice, isn't it? That's really friendly. So here is a rant by an Irishman in Southern Ireland. And if you don't know the history of it, you also have the Orange Protestants in the north that would have been the pro-British. And then you also had, they brought the Scots in to try to suppress the Irish. Then they just ended up intermarrying and turning against the British. That's the Scot-Irish. And they're all marching together. You've got in Scotland video of people marching, singing Royal Britannia Rules the Waves, the Scots in solidarity with the Irish and the British. And you've got the British in solidarity with the Scots and the Irish, saying we got to get rid of our differences and these old wars we have with each other. The main invasion is now. Just like they all got together when Europe was getting defeated by the Muslims. The Crusades was a response to 700 years of invasion. They pushed all the way up to the edge of Germany, took a lot of Poland. Poland fought back. The Russians fought back. The Serbs fought back. And then it was the French, the Norman, and their Norman kin that dominated what is the UK today. They all got a big joint army together, and they didn't push the Muslims back until that started. And then you had the La Reconquista. Took 400 years to retake Spain. And then all of a sudden the dominoes fell and we pushed the Muslims all the way back to Jerusalem. And then we took Jerusalem, and the history books and all the movies show it like the Crusades was this offensive operation. After 700 years of getting our clocks cleaned, but the history books are clear. It was the muscle out of the UK, out of England, Scotland, and Ireland, the army that formed, that finally battering rammed all the way through and turned the Muslims. 500 years just to push them back a little, and then boom, in 50 years, pushed them all the way back. And it wasn't until the British Isles, the Emerald Isles, it wasn't until what is the UK today, got in the fight that the Muslims got turned. So, and I knew, I mean, the Romans took them 200 years to conquer Germany. It was finally Julius Caesar was able to do it. That's why he was such a hero. 200 years, the Romans couldn't do it. Hundreds of thousands of men they lost conservatively. Probably more than that. He got exiled there with an impossible mission because he was so popular. He said, you go beat the Germans. 14 years later, he beat them. But he later even wrote the subsequent Caesars, when they went to England, they said it's even worse. And they said the more north you go, the worse they get. They won't give up. They had to build Hadrian's Wall up towards, as you get closer to Scotland, up past Wales, and told the Romans, you don't go past this line. So history repeats, folks. They've now bitten off more than they can chew. They've now launched their Islamic takeover of the UK with traitors in place to engineer it, and now the sleeping giant's rising. So here's a Irishman saying, set aside the differences, obviously, stupid. The British just used the Protestant Catholic split as their excuse to invade. Get past this, and let's go to full defense of the West. All right, here's the rant.
Now, I was very reserved in my last video, not so much this one, because it's getting serious traction, and rightfully so. First off, first things first, I don't know the condition of the man in Belfast. I hope he's okay. It's not looking good.
He's in a coma.
There's so many reports that he's in critical condition. He's dead. His eyes have been gouged out. None of those things are surprising if you've seen the video. It's disgusting. It's disgusting what he did. He absolutely destroyed him. An attempted beheading is what it was. So don't let the media tell you it was a stabbing incident or blah, blah, blah. It was attempted beheading. Civil war is coming. And now is the time to actually, it's coming now. It's coming for a long time. The left are very quiet. The liberal lunatic left are very quiet today online, and rightfully so, because even they, surely to even they are waking up now.
And by the way, this was yesterday morning. His prediction came true.
Because they're trying to gaslight you the whole time. Stop sucking the government's liberal left, kids. If you stand with the right side of history, you actually might get the government out. But if you keep sucking the government's cock, then no, you won't get it out. Surely to fuck now. Mary Lou McDonald has a lot to answer for above north. Micheál Martin, Keir Starmer, Simon Harris. These are our fucking leaders, our leaders. It's going to get worse. Like, if Stevie Wonder can tell you and see you, or see that it's going to get worse. Like, if it doesn't take rocket science, it's going to get worse. It's simple as that. There's no point even bullshitting or sugarcoating it any more. We now have an attempted beheading on the streets. It happened to Sligo a few years back. Two men got beheaded for being gay. Two, a Muslim man. But now, that was swept under the carpet. Didn't last long. This has gone viral all over the place. This is going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. And hopefully so. Up the north, guys. The men in Belfast. I hope you have a good night tonight. I really do. And I hope you destroy that government up there. Because this has gone on way too long. Your daughters, your sons, your wives and your girlfriends, now men, aren't even safe on the streets with these scumbag Somalians. What the has Somalia ever done for any country? Why would you bring in Somalians undocumented? What did it do? No. More attempted beheadings. More Allahu Akbar. And it's going to get worse. Big protest up the north tonight. I think blocking all the roads at 7 o'clock. The best of luck to every one of you guys. Show us how it's done, Leslie. Please show us how it's done. Because we have a lot of losers down here that won't get off their couch. And what they might do is they might comment on these posts and go, oh, you're so lefty, you're so racist, all that kind of shit. Well, hopefully now, guys, this is the final straw that broke the camel's back. And we are together. We are together. I know we've had in the past, Ireland and England, but this is a new fight. It's a new battle, and it's a battle for the saviour of the country as well, because it's getting destroyed. I stand with the men up north. I stand with them. I don't care. It doesn't make me a turncoat. This has to stop. You have to get Islam out of this country and stop inviting those scum vermin into the country undocumented, unchecked. Again, it boils down to the liberal governments, the soft like Starmer, Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Mary Lou McDonald up there, Sinn Féin. We want diversity. We want a multicultural Ireland. Put a referendum and see who wants a multicultural Ireland. Why would you? You scared. The shit is about to hit the fan, and rightfully so. And the left, liberal loony left, you better stand with us.
And again, that was yesterday morning. Because the government said, now the police admitting it, they said he was Somali. No, he's Sudanese. Just south of there, Muslim, same people. And the only thing that guy said that isn't true is they're soft, they're dumb, Starmer, they're leaders. No, they're not dumb. It's an official plan. It's always key to know this is official. Replacement migration, they admit it all. And you've got the Catholic charities, not bashing Catholics, but that's just who does it. And the Jewish organizations, not saying it's all Jews are doing it, but those are the two main groups. Look it up, whether it's Europe or here. It's the same big NGOs. It's two of them. It's 80% of it. Catholic Charities is number one. Jewish Charities number two. And they're the ones, and they say there's too many white people here. And on the BBC shows, all that, they show the Vikings are all black people and all this crap. And they now, at Oxford and Cambridge, say there is no Gaelic culture. There is no Celtic culture. That we never contributed. We don't exist. What the hell are you talking about? I exist, and I know about culture. You know, my background is German, a little bit of Native American, and then on my dad's side, but also my mom's side, Scots, Irish, English, Welsh. And so all that for me, it's easy to be unified with all these groups because I have my roots are all of those, English and Welsh and Scottish and Irish and, you know, we've done our whole family tree down back. I guess I was even statistically, the name's Jones, but I'm actually more Scottish when it comes to my background. Scottish, then Irish and English are equal. It doesn't matter. It's basically the same people. We've been fighting with each other forever. But now the whole thing is under attack, and we have to stop all this infighting. We have to deal with the globalist invasion and what is happening and what is going on and what is unfolding. It's got to be done now. No more games. This is it. This is the new world order. Global corporations know the West has property and right to defense and all these things they want to get rid of. They have to discredit the West because the whole world wanted to adopt the West and was adopting it. And now the last 40 years, they've reversed that. We're adopting the corporate globalist, pedophile, sexualization of children, leftist, drug addict culture to make us weak. And we have to decide to be men and to be people of the West again. And that doesn't mean we hate people that aren't from the West. There's a lot of great people around the world. And there's divide and conquer. But they're bringing in military-age men, brainwashing them to hate us because we're white. You see it everywhere. We have to recognize we're under attack because of our culture, because it stands in the way. Didn't matter if it was the Japanese or the Chinese or other historians that came and saw the West and came and saw the U.S., Alexander de Tocqueville, you name it, and they said, this is the best. The most freedom wasn't perfect, but it stands in opposition to what the globalists are selling. Transhumanism, anti-human, anti-natalist, garbage. And if the West falls, the world falls to tyranny. The West must be defended. And to do that, it must be celebrated. It must be supported. It must be defended. And we are going to do that. And we're doing that here today together. And that's why so much of the Rothschild British Empire system is openly against Western culture, because it's antithetical to what they're trying to establish. Now, here is, and they announced themselves a few months ago, and they've been active. They got to watch out for infiltration, but looks like a pretty good group so far. And it's going back to a 1913 group out of Ireland that stood up to the British that's being reactivated. And, well, let's just hear the announcement, one of the latest announcements out of Ireland about the resistance forming and gaining a lot of steam. Here is that report, clip 21.
Citizens of Ireland, we address you tonight with a heavy heart, but with a firm resolve. We are the Irish Citizen Army, also known as the ICA. We created the rebirth of the ICA of 1913. We are all citizens, fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters, driven to finally take action on the intolerable corruption which is forced on us by the Irish and British governments. We also believe that the British government has no right in Ireland, has never had any right in Ireland, and never can have any right in Ireland. We represent all of Ireland's 32 counties. We refuse to witness the suffering of our citizens. Our Irish citizens refuse to be treated as second-class citizens on their own island. We, the ICA, refuse to witness our heritage and culture being erased. We refuse to witness the suffering and killing of innocent Irish citizens. We, the ICA, will fight for Ireland. We, the ICA, will take the necessary steps to achieve our goals.
By the way, they announced this year the color of Ireland is no longer green. They say it's black.
Our plan is to take action on the injustice of Irish citizens and to fight for a fair, free, and independent Ireland. We are fighting for our future, the future of our children, the future of Ireland. We are fighting for our identity, our heritage, and our culture. Our system is corroded from within, of the institutions of state hollowed out by greed and self-interest. We have borne witness to a creeping paralysis within the very heart of our government. Laws crafted to serve the people have been twisted to serve private pockets. Public funds, intended for healthcare, education, the protection of our communities, for our own homeless and our children, have been siphoned off, diverted, or simply vanished into the ether of unaccountability.
Same NGO plan. They farm the homeless, they farm the illegals. The NGOs bring them in, they control them, they steal the money, and they use them as a political bloc.
Our communities, once bastions of neighborly support,
are fracturing under the weight of fear. We hear your pleas. We see your worry. And the grim reality is that our country is no longer safe to walk the streets. Between the sheer number of illegal, undocumented, military-age male migrants that flood our once beautiful streets, causing fear, terror, and threat of violence upon Irish communities, our own government threatening to remove our beautiful and sacred tricolor, the flag that so many brave men and women fought for, the very notion of peace and order, hard won over generations, is being systematically dismantled. We cannot allow the dream of a truly independent Ireland, won through such hardship, to be corrupted into a hollow shell serving only a select few. For a truly legal and a truly independent Ireland, for a nation where justice is paramount and its citizens can walk their streets in safety, action will be required. Not merely words, but decisive, principled action. We call upon all citizens, all institutions, all those who believe in the promise of this nation to stand with us. The path ahead will be challenging, but it is a path we must together embark upon to save our country and our citizens. Thank you for listening.
That's the ICA. So I have a bunch of Starmer clips, and I need to go to them, but I have Starmer last week saying, Islam is the true face of the UK. It is the most beautiful thing. It is what it is to be English. Okay, rubbing your nose in it. Your culture doesn't exist. Islam is your new culture. Little kids march in the mosque, made to worship Allah, you bow down, do all that stuff. Him coming in with internet ID. Oh, it really isn't for kids now. We're going to control all of you and stop you being able to see this stuff. You have the UK government. Look at this. This is an official press release. According to the UK government, you're considered a terrorist if you believe that Western culture is under threat from mass migration. What's the ADL says? Yes, this is really on their website, uk.gov.uk, prevent duty training. And it says extreme right-wing terrorist ideology, cultural nationalism. Western culture is under threat from mass migration and lack of integration by certain ethnic and cultural groups. But that's a fact. And here's Keir Starmer. Starmer calls for spyware on all phones. First he claimed it was to keep the children safe. Now he says to stop you being able to see beheading videos and rapes and all the rest of it. They don't want you to know how you're under attack. And look at this. This image went out yesterday from Tommy Robinson, reportedly the man that's now in a coma. But no, it turned out it's real. The news was reporting. It's another man attacked this week with hammers and knives by the Muslims. This is another man fighting for his life in a hospital after a brutal hammer and knife attack in his own street by foreigners. So there you go. And it just goes on and on and on. I mentioned this, but here it is. It's at alexjoneslive.com with links to the BBC and the British government announcement. alexjoneslive.com, our new news site with all the free audio and video feeds. And that's the mothership address to share with everybody you know and those you don't know. UK authorities threaten Brits who share footage of horrific attack on by African migrant as Northern Ireland braces for citizen revolt. That's from yesterday. Citizen revolt did happen. And they say, oh, we're going to arrest you if you do that. So that's all coming up. But when we come back, before I give the number out and go to your calls, I'm going to get to the Carmelo Anthony case and ruling and what the media, the corporate media, we were covering it live yesterday, the white anchors. This is outrage. This is George Floyd. We need an uprising. All of us fighting with each other. If some white guy stabbed a black guy to death, that happens. He goes to prison. Well, why do I care? I mean, it's just, oh my God, a black guy kills a white guy. Now it's George Floyd. Now we're all victims. And, of course, these crazy black people we're going to show you are not indicative of most black folks, but it doesn't matter. There's enough of these people that are now going out and saying, we're going to attack, we're going to kill whites because of this ruling, and now it's happening. And so we're all fighting with each other. Fauci just sits back with the poison shots, and the globalists sit back with the geoengineering and the 5G and the robot takeover while we're all at each other's throats. But when you've got dumbed-down military-age men being brought in, you can't speak sense to them. When they work for the globalists, you got to kick them out. It's that simple. And Carmelo Anthony reportedly cried when he got his sentence. Well, shouldn't be running around with knives stabbing people. And hopefully it's a deterrent to others. Let me just do this. Let me give the number out now on the awakening in the West, Trump saying the Iran war is back on again. All the economic numbers on that I haven't gotten to. They're dire. Big developments there. Lindsey Graham clearly stole the election. He won by almost double. The polls all show it was neck and neck. Give me a break. Why would they steal it so boldly? Why would they make it so obvious? I'll explain why. That ties into a bunch of other election fraud news coming out in California and around the country. There is so much we're going to hit coming up next hour. But the number to join us on air and to give your take on any of the big issues, first-time callers, long-time callers, you name it, on any issue you want to discuss. But obviously, I'd like you to, if you want, talk about these issues and the future of humanity. 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. If you're outside the U.S., show the U.S. country code, and you are going to be on air with us. Now, going to break in a minute and a half, but I am so excited because I know people love gravity filters with the highest quality. They're stainless steel that cut out all the pollutants and is such a leg up for your body, your health, your immune system, your whole family. Everyone should have a top-rated gravity fed filter in their house. It's the only type of system that cuts it all out, but leaves the good minerals in. And Big Leak went out, got the right companies, the right people, the most beautiful, highest quality stainless steel, but more importantly, the highest rated filters that cut everything out, all the forever chemicals, all the atrazine, all the glyphosate, hundreds and hundreds of chemicals. This is amazing. And it is now here. And this is something everybody needs to get, something everybody needs to have. You'll be healthier. You'll be better. You'll take control of your life. It's such a key area of your water. And I know because in the past, these were huge sellers. This is even better than what we sold in the past. That was the best then. This is even better. That this is something everybody's going to want to get. So this is going to finance the new network, all the new hosts, all the new reporters, and everything. And I knew that these would sell out quickly. There's about a three-week lag time. It's going to sell out today, but you can still order it for, you know, two-week pre-order. But it's ready to ship right now, but I would get in there right now at thealexjonesstore.com because this is an amazing system. Also, 50% off on Ultimate Life Force, the ultimate spike protein detox, cardiovascular booster. Everybody should be on this, young or old. That's 50% off right now. That sale's about to end. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But if you want this incredible 3-gallon gravity-fed filter, highest quality filter, highest quality, beautiful stainless steel, this is the very best unit, the very lowest price. You want to take advantage of this right now. It's about to sell out at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.